Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. George Levy's here. George has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. An award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain at Bitcoin and Bitcoin and cryptocurrency at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. He is a Udemy course instructor, and he's one of our top leaders in our Brain Trust and in the world, really, on the concept of blockchain and cryptocurrency. And that's what I'm going to ask him to give us a good report on right now. George, welcome back.
Thank you kindly, Jim. Very excited to be part of the show. Great
it's always,
time.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, George, I was talking to Tiana Lawrence, who wrote the book Blockchain for Dummies a week or two ago, and I asked her to give a – I said to her that I felt like that one of the things that at least the news of it went dormant, if not the actual momentum of it, but I felt like blockchain really went off the radar in 2020 and lost some public visibility that it was gaining in 2019. I'm just from a standpoint of observing, you know, what the news that I get in and what I pay attention to. What do you think? Is the news similar to the momentum, or did the blockchain momentum continue? It just stayed off the radar.
Let's put it from a different perspective. Blockchain is actually growing stronger than ever. The key question is that what many people don't realize is that blockchain on its own is just one technology that interacts with many other things. Let's think of it, for example, like electricity. I'm sure when electricity was first created, everybody went crazy. When we started being able to receive electricity in your house, big buzz. But after a while, the buzz switched over to, say, electric light bulbs, right? So the thing is, blockchain's underneath a lot of things, and it's still growing dramatically.
What's an example?
It's just not the biggest
buzzword. What's an example, then? That's a great answer to my question. And I'm glad to hear that, because I do think blockchain, I still say blockchain, as you know, George, you and I have had long conversations, at least one face-to-face, about this. I still think blockchain has the greatest opportunity, is the greatest likelihood of being able to install trust in digital leverage. And so I'm a big proponent of blockchain. I'm glad to hear you say that the momentum hasn't stopped, even if we don't know as much about it. That's a really good way of saying it. You know, maybe we don't talk about electricity, but we talk about the application of electricity. We don't hear as much about blockchain, but we talk about the application of it. What are some examples of that application?
Absolutely. Great point. So key things. So for example, right now I'm teaching several courses with a group called Blocks EDU. So blockchain, I'm doing courses all over the different universities, and I use concrete examples of blockchain being used right now. So I'll give you a perfect example right now. My Thanksgiving dinner, I had a turkey, which was blockchain traceable. I got to see the entire provenance of that turkey from the farmer. I made tuna casserole for some of my friends who actually don't like to eat turkey. I knew everything about the tuna that I purchased, right down to the vessel that actually captured the tuna. I knew the type of tuna. I knew where it was canned. All of that visibility was brought to me via blockchain. And now it's built into the – people don't realize that you have a lot more visibility over different products. We're talking about all the issues around voters and voter fraud. Blockchain is a key issue is a key technology that's being looked at to secure voting. So blockchain is really making its way into many other areas. It's just not talked much about because it's bubbling in.
Whereas a couple of 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, obviously initially blockchain was connected to a cryptocurrency, to Bitcoin. Then it became connected to several other cryptocurrencies, and then it sort of took on a life of its own. as its own resource to be applied in different ways. And so now more and more industries, let's call them that, sectors, are saying, okay, here's an off-the-shelf tool we can use and embed it in our go-to-market strategy. Is that a, would that be a way, a good way to say the timeline?
That would be an excellent way to say it. So what we got to think about is that Bitcoin is only one application of blockchain. And if I go very, very simple, if I have a Bitcoin and I give it to you, I no longer have that Bitcoin. And everybody knows that I no longer have that Bitcoin. Same thing with a vote. If I have a vote and I cast the vote, I no longer have that vote.
Yep.
Everybody knows I no longer have that vote.
Right.
It's the same thing. You can apply it to tuna, apply it to turkey. You can apply it to many, many different things.
Or lettuce, for example. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Break. Right back with George Levy. Hey, George, I need your website quickly, please.
Sure. You can find, I talked about BlockCDU. That's BlockCDU.com. BlockCDU.com. Or GeorgeLevy.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break with George Levy. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.